Namaste and welcome to our new episode of Freedom Chowdhary podcast. I'm Deepa Adhikari. Here we have our colleagues.
Namaste, I'm Nanumaya Kharka from Freedom Forum.
Hi, I'm Diksha Rao. I work as a legal officer at Freedom Forum.
International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists. It is a special day because it is the day dedicated to those journalists who lost their lives in the course of duty while reporting. Impunity is the state where the culprits and perpetrators walk freely. We are here to discuss on the cases of impunity and crimes perpetrated against journalists in Nepal. So now let's start today's episode. We mark International Day to End Impunity for Crime Against Journalists on November 2 every year. But how it is started and why this specific date, November 2, is celebrated? I think we can start our podcast with the background information, right, Nanu?
Yes, Deepa, of course. While talking about its history, an organization called IFEX, International Freedom of Expression Exchange, which is also a network of civil society organizations that defends and promotes the right to freedom of expression, it had declared 23rd November as the International Day to End Impunity in 2011. The day was chosen to mark the 2009 Ampatuan massacre, which is also known as Maguindanao massacre, which is the single deadliest attack against journalists in the recent history, where among 57 individuals murdered, 32 were journalists and media workers. But later in December 2013, IFEX members and other civil society defenders of freedom of expression, they advocated and exerted pressure to mark the Impunity Day. After that, United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 2nd November as the International Day to End Impunity for Crime Against Journalists in its General Assembly. Therefore, this date, 2nd November, marks the death of two French journalists killed while reporting in Mali earlier that year. And then the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed the day as the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists in General Assembly Resolution. The resolution has urged its member states to implement definite measures countering the present culture of impunity.
So now basically the day is celebrated in commemoration of two French journalists who were killed while reporting in Mali, right?
Yes, Diksha, of course. That is how globally people started to celebrate this day as an Impunity Day.
I'd also like to point out that according to UN, there was this landmark resolution passed by General Assembly during this time, which condemns all acts and violence against journalists and media workers. It also urges member states to do their utmost to prevent violence against journalists and media workers, to ensure accountability, to bring justice to those perpetrators, and ensure that the victims have access to appropriate remedies. It further calls upon states to promote a safe and enabling environment for journalists to perform their work independently and without undue interference. International days are the occasions to educate the public on issues of concern, to mobilize the political will and resources to address the global problems, and to celebrate and moreover to reinforce achievements of humanity. Right, Deepa?
Yes, Diksha. And now, you know, while talking about our own organization, Nanu, Freedom Forum, it is the organization which is working for freedom of expression and has been continuously advocating justice to slain journalists and their family. As this day is globally marked in Nepal too, the day focuses on encouraging the media workers and journalists to talk about their issues of safety, struggle, and impunity stories among government and non-government actors and public. The day is marked across the globe in a bid to raise awareness on journalists' rights, express solidarity to the campaign of journalists' safety, and advocate for justice to the victim journalists and media persons in order to end impunity for the crimes meted out against them. And in case of Nepal, Nanu and Diksha, as we know, Freedom Forum observes this day by organizing programs in all 7 provinces and in Kathmandu, where stakeholders from various sectors show their solidarity for the campaign.
Okay, so Deepa, what I would like to add here is that FF had also rewarded 2 journalists last year during this 2nd November End Impunity program. And this year, it is planning to deliver award to at least 3 journalists under 3 different categories, like one on the theme of best investigative story, another on the courageous journalism, and the other one on a right to information championship. Also, the program will be the platform to share stories about the atrocities faced by the victim families of slain and disappeared journalists who plead the government to end the impunity so that they could feel justice on that day.
Now, talking about the global data, let's refer to Global Impunity Index 2019, reported by Committee to Protect Journalists. Index has made up the list of 13 world's worst impunity offenders. We saw a mix of conflict-ridden regions, and on the other side, some are stable countries which are reported as the worst area for journalists. During 10 years, index spread 2008 to 2019, 318 journalists were murdered for their work worldwide, and 86% of those cases, no perpetrators have been successfully prosecuted.
That's correct, Deepa. The Philippines has been among the worst 5 countries nearly every year since the index was published in 2008. The country's 5th worst ranking is due in part to the deadly ambush of 58 individuals. Surprisingly, 32 journalists and media workers in Amputuan and Enguidanao on November 23, 2009. With this case, crime against journalists were started given serious attention to address the cases of impunity. Likewise, UNESCO list of journalists killed around the world suggests that the portion of women among murder has also risen, with the women journalists facing increasing attacks. Of the 207 journalists killed between January 2017 and June 2019, more than half were reporting on organized crime, local politics, and corruption. What's more is that, according to Committee to Protect Journalists, 64 journalists are missing globally and 19 killed in 2019.
Okay, Diksha just talked about the global context. Now coming back to the Nepal context, when we analyze the facts on press freedom violation, the 10 years long insurgency by far recorded as the time in Nepal, which remained especially tragic for press freedom. Hundreds of press freedom violations were recorded, where some were murdered, others faced enforced disappearance, torture, and harassment. Therefore, Freedom Forum conducted the study to find out the legal status of media persons who were murdered and disappeared from 1996 till now.
Okay, so talking about our study, it reveals that 23 journalists were murdered while 5 were forcefully disappeared. Deepa and Diksha, let's first highlight few cases related to the crimes against journalists where state was not serious enough to conduct fair investigation into the case for true delivery of justice, and the cases are still pending, like those of Devi Prasad Dhital, Jamim Shah, Ganesh Chaudhary and Rohan Chaudhary. Okay, so going on this, as a legal officer, Diksha, will you please elaborate on those cases?
Yes, Nano, thank you very much. To elaborate a bit on case Nano just mentioned, Devi Prasad Dhital was chairperson of Radio Tulsipur. Police suspects that he was murdered by an unknown gang, the planning of which was done in a coordinated manner. There is a speculation that some media person were also involved in the conspiracy. However, although the FIR was filed on the case, the investigation never really intensified, and that's why the case is closed for now, as they could not solve the case and find the murderer on time. Another case I would like to again mention is of Jamim Shah. Again, an attack by an unknown gang, shot to death in his car by an unknown gang. The police suspects that Deputy Superintendent of Police Jagdish Chand and Indian gangster Bablu Srivastavam were involved in the murder, according to their investigation. After 5 years of the incident only, police has caught Chand. A committee was also formed to investigate on the case, but they have not yet made their report public so far. The case still remains in consideration, like the previous case in Kathmandu District Court, to this day. Deepa, I'd like to forward it to you now.
We have another case, Ganesh Chaudhary. Ganesh Chaudhary was killed because he threatened to complain against the murderers of his grandson, who was murdered during Modest agitation. The Modest Commission, by forming a committee, investigated upon all the human rights violation cases during Modest agitation, including the case of Ganesh Chaudhary. They have have also submitted their report to the Nepal government. And Nepal government has not made the report public yet. To this day, the report has not been used to take further steps. Again, we have another case. Another case is about Rohan Chowdhury. Rohan Chowdhury is the grandson of Ganesh Chowdhury himself. Rohan Chowdhury was killed while he was working at Jaleshwar FM of Mohotari district during Madhesh agitation. He was the journalist.
Okay.
And we have other few cases which will represent the present scenario of Nepal.
Yes, you're right, Deepa. Not only in the past. At present, too, there are several cases where perpetrators are walking scot-free and the impunity still exists. Like those cases of Som Diali, one of the journalists in the Terai region, where attackers are still scot-free. The case has not been investigated yet. And there are also some recent cases where different artists and YouTubers were unnecessarily troubled, even arrested for composing and singing songs or just doing their comedy acts online. And those were also forcefully asked to delete their contents online.
Now coming to the next part of podcast, why justice is delayed, Nanu? And on this topic, we have figured out some conclusions. Hundreds of press freedom violations were recorded in the recent years. Journalists, media persons were killed while many were injured. Some incidents, however, have not been studied thoroughly and also legal actions were not taken. It is what the impunity is. The investigation of the conflict era cases will help deter the repetition of such crimes and ensure justice to the victims. However, the empathy shown from the state side to this regard is worrying.
So here, I would like to add few points to Deepa, as the urgent need at present is of the political willpower to bring to book the criminals involved in the killing of journalists in Nepal. Until the political will is generated, the justice to the families of journalists victimized during the conflict period is impossible. Another hindrance is on justice delivery, is the families of victims have no access to the process of justice seeking. And limited knowledge on the part of the victims about the justice mechanisms is one of the factors why the families are struggling to seek legal remedies in those cases. The last one is that those involved in such crimes but walking scot-free must be brought to book so that it would create fear-free environment for journalists and foster free and independent media.
Hence, ending impunity holds huge significance in Nepal. Press freedom is also the major pillar of democracy. FF has been monitoring press freedom violations cases since a decade. This year only, FF recorded 87 incidents of press freedom violations affecting 156 male and 9 female journalists. According to the Freedom Forum data on press freedom violation cases over a decade, it is always in rising number. Total violation cases over a decade is around 900, which clearly depicts the status of press freedom in Nepal.
So I think, Deepa and Nanu, I think the advocacy is important on the case of impunity, on the cases of freedom of expression and crime against journalists. Cases. So why do I think the advocacy is important? Because first of all, advocacy is a key tool to bring the issue on light among the concerned authorities. Especially in countries like ours, when the state are accountable to all these cases, all these serious cases, the role of civil society becomes even more important, I think. As a civil society, for us, it is important more than ever to advocate and exert pressure to the concerned stakeholders who are supposed to solve this problem, who are supposed to look at these cases to help the victim to avail justice. And it will be a great relief for the families of those victims also.
So you are right, Diksha. I would like you to elaborate more on what is Freedom Forum doing towards ending impunity.
Freedom Forum has continued the activities to advocate for the justice to the victim families and create pressure on stakeholders to take initiative to address the impunity. So in this regard, FF Freedom Forum prepared this report earlier in 2016 and has made updates again. It is updated to continue informed advocacy and press the concerned stakeholders, including the political leaders and lawmakers, in order to generate their political will to head the long pending impunity related to crimes perpetrated against journalists and media persons. Several episodes of podcasts like this have been prepared covering the voices of the victims' families also.
That's why, Diksha and Nanu, the impunity prevailing even in the post-conflict period proves that public trust on state bodies has eroded. It is always relevant and essential indeed to study and investigate the incidents of murder and enforced disappearance occurred during the conflict period. Journalists were killed in the past, but journalism is killed at present. Killing journalism is a threat to democracy. Law guarantees everyone to express their opinion freely. Yet our journalists, activists, and civilians are made systematic attack. They are killed, harassed, and tortured, and imprisoned. These invaders walk free without punishment. Therefore, Freedom Forum stands to speak for their rights so nobody goes unpunished. With this, we end our today's episode of Freedom Chautari podcast. We hope to receive your critical and creative comments. Keep listening to Freedom Chautari podcast. Thank you.